Agencies are precluded from submitting across-the-board reductions. So what you will be listening for today is how each of these entities would make specific decisions to meet the target.
Representative Larry Ahern chairs the Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee. The 10% target reductions for each school, he says, are aimed at a projected $1.7 billion shortfall.
If we fund our three-year plan and take no other actions, the table I shared last week showed a target two at $266 million in recurring cuts, which equates to 3.6% reduction from our area of responsibility.
What we are doing today is looking how we can take on contracts strategically. We are looking at how we can reduce spending. We are also looking at how we can avoid costs as we go forward as a system.
Florida University System Chancellor Marshall Kreiser laid out a preliminary blueprint, which involves cutting jobs primarily from administration and support services, delaying programs and expansions, and some old-fashioned hunkering down.
This is simply a process of 12 institutions in the state office working together, finding places where we can accomplish the same value for our students at the same time save money, which we then are able to reinvest in student success.
Similar reductions in fiscal year 2016 totaled about $85 million in savings. Kreiser's expectations for the current fiscal year is to surpass that figure. Also appearing before the subcommittee was Martha Saunders, the new president of the University of West Florida, which is facing a $10 million reduction. When approaching possible cuts, she said the school's budget is analyzed based on functional categories in priority order.
We cut general and academic administration first. That is followed by computing support, followed by institutes and research centers, followed by student service support and administration, direct instruction, and then physical plant and security.
After realizing a number of efficiencies in recent years, Saunders believes that UWF resources have been redirected toward the right goals. That includes eliminating 9 programs and 63 specializations. Then she read a list of remaining programs which would field the 10% blade.
We will have fewer staff to the increased needs of the student body, potential for limited hours of access to vital support services like the library. From our institutes and research centers, reduced opportunities to engage in community and regional partnerships, diminished opportunities to support economic growth.
Other possible changes, fewer course offerings resulting in delayed graduations, the inability to recruit and retain qualified faculty, larger class sizes on campus, and limited access to programs, courses, and services delivered off campus.
All of this adds up to cutting jobs. We will freeze positions first in the hope that that can accommodate any reductions, or we will cut programs and the people who fill them. I would much rather be talking to you today about spending money than not spending money.
During her testimony, Saunders said a number of students come from Alabama. That prompted Representative Julio Gonzalez to ask whether the university ought to seek funding from Alabama.
Never thought about going to the Alabama legislature. We could do that.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.